is Friday.
Whoa.
Yeah, it is. We got Hot Boy. We got Shane. And we got the Cannibal Gypsy, Mike G. And as you see what we're doing today, you know exactly what we're going to be talking about. The 1997 classic, the one you all know, starring Gary the Martial Artist Daniels, Pocket Ninjas.
Shane.
Why?
Very impressive. Did you finish that shit already?
I'm dying.
Wow. Wow.
It was really good.
You housed that, dude.
It was really fucking good.
Wow.
You know what wasn't really fucking good?
What's that?
Pocket Ninjas.
Oh,
Do you ever just hate karate after watching a movie?
Okay.
No.
We're going to play a game.
$5 to who can ever explain the exact plot of this movie.
I actually can do it.
Okay.
I'm about to get some money here.
Okay.
I want to see the five.
Sure.
Well, I'll just Venmo it to him.
Okay. So the plot is as simple as this.
Okay.
The Stingers, who are the local crime syndicate.
Yes.
They're obviously trying to exceed and get more power in town.
Okay.
Obviously, they're trying to make deals about toxic waste.
Okay.
To try to get more and more money. And they're getting fought by the local crime fighters, which is the Dragons. Formerly, the White Dragon was the big one, and then he bestowed the power of the other dragons to these three kids. Don't know why, but he was their protege. They never even knew this guy was the White Dragon, and now they're just fighting back on the local crime org.
Okay.
But the toxic waste thing, that's just, I think, a subplot about some of the stuff that they do to facilitate crime and industry. I don't understand how you make money off toxic waste, but... I mean, it's as simple as that. Now, the whole idea is the White Dragon is injured, so he has to bestow this power because he gets shot. The White Dragon gets shot, and now the three dragons that he bestows the power to, which is the Red Dragon, the Gold Dragon, and the Black Dragon, which are these three kids, have to pick up the slack. And then there's the big crime boss, which is Kublai Khan, Cobra Khan, I think his name is.
Yeah.
Cobra Khan is... Yeah, he's the big boss, and he tells him, you never want to fight Cobra Khan. Now, Cobra Khan's power is being manifested by this little boy, young Cobra Khan.
Is that actually his name? Because I couldn't figure that part out.
It
doesn't matter his name. It's okay.
He is like the mini version of him, though. So that's why he's like the
leader.
Their leader now.
And then there was like a VR segment at the end.
Yeah, he was manifesting
Can
the power.
Can I say something real quick? You owe Brian $5.
No, I do, and I'm going to give it to him. I just have one last question. This question does not determine the $5. Okay. He's already getting it. What did the comic book have to do? Because it felt like they were reading tidbits of the comic book that had to do with like some of the fights.
Yeah, I think it was just adopting like character personas.
Okay.
I don't think it had anything to do with the plot.
Okay.
What else? Whatsoever. You don't have to owe me $5. I was kidding.
I feel like I have to.
No, you don't. You don't.
I want to see
there,
you.
There are certainly things about this movie that are absolutely unexplainable. Number one, why do they invest in toxic waste? Why do they make this partnership, the clan... For toxic waste.
Don't have a clue.
Seriously.
Don't have a clue.
Please don't give me $5.
You sure?
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Do it.
No, please don't. Please don't. Please don't.
Send the Venmo.
No.
Okay.
Now, here's my next question. I thought we'll get there. The VR thing at the end was
what was
fucking
that,
crazy. Why did that need to happen? I really don't know. I know he's kind of like manifesting the power. I don't know the direct correlation of them, but I do know that's... he's manifesting his power. The little when that guy was fighting the White Dragon when they fight in the beginning of the movie at around the 17-minute mark, which everybody knows is the iconic fight scene where they have to fight each other on top of balloons. Number one, when everybody becomes they actually fight better outside of the dragon. When they're in the dragon outfit, they just become total clowns. They hop on balloons. They slap. There was actually a slap patty cake fight.
Yeah.
How'd you feel about that?
At certain points, especially at this point in the movie, I questioned if what I was watching was even real.
Yes. Also, his IMDb describes him as a big, brawny, imposing man with an enormous face. He also starts in the Maniac Cop series.
He's the Maniac Cop?
I don't know if he is the Maniac Cop, but he's in the series.
Okay. Bro, I remember that period of time when Shane was like real obsessed with like kissing my mouth and stuff?
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, chill out.
Okay. Stop kissing me.
I was like, okay. stop kissing me.
Okay, so none of that is real. It's actually quite the opposite, really.
Shane, don't lie on me, because guess what? We're back upstairs, if you couldn't tell. The floor's right there. I'll go there and eat my fucking acai bowl.
Right. No, we haven't done a new segment in a while.
Oh, you guys have totally stripped that of me.
Well, I mean, see, SNN has kind of taken
SNN's
off.
Fucking garbage anyway.
Wait. You have something?
He's got nothing, Bri. How are you, Bri? He's got nothing. Trust me.
Wait, you're gonna say I got nothing? The guy who has 3 paid subscribers to SNN Plus.
There you go.
Yo, that's like what is that? $3K for you?
That's like $300 a month just alone off of paid subscribers. But I do have some breaking SNN news. This just in, House Republican draws red line, Santos can't cross. What does that mean? I don't know, but someone who read it does. Did you know students spark chaos by testing teachers' engagement rings to see if they're real? Are you kidding me right now? I don't know.
Did you add that last part or did the story say that?
It was in the story.
No way.
Yeah.
Jesus.
See? This is the kind of news you get on SNN Plus.
It really says that. Wow.
Hunter Biden asked judge to stop his 4-year-old daughter who he had with a stripper from taking his surname, says report. Oh my God.
Wow.
Wait, can I read that?
Oh. Brad, how's the cough? Good?
You want to taste her?
No.
Okay.
You can taste this, dick.
Was that it? Was that your show?
Yeah. Dude, I can't give away all my news. What about the paid subscribers?
That's true.
Jesus.
You care a lot about them.
This is why your show flopped.
That's SNN for you.
Guys, I was thinking I'd do a new thing because my original thing got stolen from me.
Sure. What are you going to talk about?
What about Mike G's? I'm trying to look at Brian and talk. Mike G's top 5 list.
Of what?
Of what? Yeah. Hold on.
I do a different one every week.
Okay. What's your top 5 list for this week?
I don't have one yet. I got to plan it out.
Okay.
I'll probably do it in March or something.
Yeah.
You're literally the worst.
Like
worse than Pocket Ninjas.
Or I could do like something like you know what an Instagram template is? I could do a Mike G template. Like, worst dressed out of the group. top 5 friends' social security numbers. Stuff like that.
How about this one? Top 5 animals you wouldn't mind walking off a cliff.
Yeah, like stuff like that.
Yeah, it's dark.
Can I add that next month?
Sure. I'm down for
Shane?
It.
Yeah, sure. Do what you want. Top 5 states.
States, period?
Yes.
Okay, well, I got mine
right
now.
We're going to one soon. I think Vermont's pretty dope.
Yeah. But you've never been there.
We've passed through.
Yeah, yes.
Vermont, did we?
Have we?
Well, New I know
Hampshire.
Brian's
no,
favorite
we,
state.
We love New
we
Hampshire.
We all know Brian's favorite state.
Yeah, South Dakota's on the number one on the... I could actually probably do this.
Do it.
It is definitely South Dakota, which is a state I've never been to that Shane has been to. So South Dakota is number one. Number two is New Hampshire, which is my favorite state that I have been to.
We love New Hampshire.
Third favorite state... You guys are not going to agree with this. You're just not going to.
God damn it.
Florida.
Interesting.
It's the worst place.
Because of the weather.
It's the worst place I've ever been.
Because I need to be hot at all times.
Okay. Yeah, this is actually accurate. Actually, been to New York, Mike.
Good point.
Fourth favorite state would probably be Maine.
Okay.
That's got to be
I like
higher.
Up there. And then fifth would probably be Massachusetts.
I actually thought you were going to throw Pennsylvania in there.
Oh, you're right. I redo my entire list. Pennsylvania is definitely third.
Because I know you're
totally
a big Pennsylvania guy.
I love Pennsylvania. You're right. Wait, you know what? I got to scrap this whole thing. I got to scrap this Yikes. Whole list. We're going to start from the get-go, right?
Okay.
South Dakota is number one.
Gotcha.
Okay. Number two is New Hampshire.
Okay.
Number three.
PA.
Indiana.
Oh, Indiana.
Number four is PA. And number five, either it's a 3-way tie for this. It's tough because I loved parts of Ohio, but I love Cincinnati.
Cincinnati's beautiful.
Yeah, Cincinnati's awesome.
I love Florida. I can't lie. But I also love Maine. I'm going to put Maine in the fifth spot.
Okay. I like that top five. It's a good top five.
Really good top five.
Would probably be followed up with Ohio and then Florida. That would be my...
Where else did we drive through on that 2018 vehicle with our good friend John?
Oh, like where did we cut through? Kentucky?
Yeah, we were
West Virginia?
West Virginia.
Shane, we went to fucking Kentucky.
I've been to Kentucky.
Oh, shit.
Didn't we drive through Kentucky together? To go to Nashville?
No.
Or did we not?
No.
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 Okay. Oh,
no.
Wait. I actually. I've
no.
Been, oh, my God.
I've been to an aquarium in
Shane,
Kentucky.
What's your top five states?
All right. My favorite state I've ever been to.
No, you don't even have to go there.
Oh, just top five.
I've never been to South Dakota.
That's a great point. Great point. So my favorite state.
Montana.
It's up there. It's top five. Montana's great. I'm going to say, let's go with Wisconsin.
That's a good state.
I actually loved Wisconsin.
It's a good state.
Love it.
Great state. Then I'm going to go a little crazier.
Illinois.
I'm actually going to say New Jersey.
Okay.
New Jersey kind of has a little bit of everything.
I do love the Jersey Shore.
I can no longer take you seriously.
New Jersey's kind of lit.
I agree. The Jersey Shore is pretty lit. I can't lie.
Number three, throwing Montana out there.
Yeah, you love it.
Montana's fucking great. Number four, I'm going with Maine.
Okay. Maine is a nice state.
Maine's great.
Maine's in my top five.
Maine is fantastic. And then number five, I'm going to say. Damn. I'm going to say.
You're going to go a weird one. Wyoming?
God, no. Why? Wyoming, would I ever do that?
Oh.
That's probably the worst thing that's ever happened on this podcast.
I'm going to say my number five is PA.
Yeah.
PA?
PA's great.
I like all the wide open
yes.
fields everywhere.
I love fucking PA so much.
They got a lot of silo there, Brad. Yeah, we love that.
They have really good cabins, too.
Yeah. It is such an underrated state. It is so nice. I don't know why people hate on PA so much. It's beautiful. It
really is.
I'm not going to do my top five.
Is it because we should probably talk about pocket ninjas?
Probably. I'll also save it because I'm going to start doing it next month.
Okay.
So you just set us up.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know. I'm taking it back. Shane took something from me. I'm taking it back now. Do you guys like my hoodie?
That's nice. It's quaint.
Shane, move. Bro, I feel it real quick. Smooth, nice. Right?
Yeah. Mm.
Mm. Nice. Okay.
Very smooth. I like it.
Yeah, good great. So this movie has a lot of karate montages.
For sure.
Yeah. So,
they use the same one over and over.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a bunch of, the kids practicing. Gary Daniels just having his hard body, just like doing his thing. And then there's crime. There's slag in the boys. Yeah.
There's a lot of like crime. There. Every time there's crime, there's a rollerblading ninja to show up to stop the crime.
And he usually has a white mask.
Yes.
The white dragon.
Yes. Let's just actually talk about the main scene. Let's talk about Cobra Khan.
I think that's his name.
And the White Dragon fighting in the clown circus.
Yeah.
The most absurd scene to ever hit film, because they hype it up like this is going to be a legit fight, right? Like a karate fight. And then they just go pussy hands and they go,
Once you watch this scene, I guess your first reaction is, oh, no. Like, what is your first reaction? You're just like.
It was that.
Oh,
I literally.
There's another hour of this.
I audibly said, oh, my God, no.
I think I cried a little bit.
Like, this scene, it's got to be one of the most bizarre scenes in a movie. Like,
yes.
There's just, like, no doubt about it. What you think is going to be a brute and a martial arts expert in the White Dragon fight with like helium balloon sounds and patty cakes.
Yes. Like also though, Cobra Khan doesn't speak at first. He talks in dragon noises.
Yes.
Like when he opens his mouth, he just goes.
I don't think anything we. Yeah, he literally does that like a fucking gorilla. I don't think anything we could say truly does justice to what this movie is.
Well, because
especially this scene,
these huge men are bouncing on helium balloons. Like, there's actually a minute montage of them stomping balloons, and then they start bouncing on them. And like Brian said, play patty cake.
There is a long, lengthy patty cake being played.
And it keeps getting faster and faster.
Well, it gets very, very rapid.
We just talked about last week, like, fucking quick cuts and editing. This movie is that, but, like, on a ton of drugs.
Like, this is the thing. Brian had more direction high school than like this guy did doing a film.
Yeah, the Gooch is better than this.
Right,
we, it's crazy. A lot of the movies we talk about, we've made a better
movie
for sure.
And we were just a bunch of ragtag kids in the 11th grade.
Yeah. I mean, at least our movie, I mean, it makes sense. Maybe the dog bringing my brother back to life in the movie didn't make any sense. But
no, but you got to do what you got to do sometimes. Sometimes you got to improvise.
Yeah.
But like, plot overall, there is a like cohesive story to it. It is a man trying to find his brother who is taken by a criminal boss whose motives are given. He wants to he wants immortality. Whereas this movie, there's just a toxic waste subplot.
Yeah, that getting thrown in, I'm not going to lie to you, to help fuel the stinger business, that was a little bit of like a gray area, because I'm like, number one, how do they make money off poisoning people? I couldn't understand that, but apparently they did. That was they called that little boy called them to do that. They
were making business. Fucking Cillian Murphy do that in the Batman Begins.
Well, no, his was fear gas. He wanted everyone to be fearful.
He's a handsome guy.
He is. You ever see the movie Red Eye?
No,
I did.
He's a fucking. He's stunning.
Killer.
He is a killer in that movie, but he's stunning.
He's a good actor, honestly.
He is. Cillian Murphy's very good.
Scarecrow.
Boardwalk Empire, right?
He's in Peaky Blinders.
That's it, Peaky Blinders. I knew it was something with words.
I want to see that show. It always looks really good, and I never got around to it.
Same. I always say I'm going to start something and never do.
Dude, all the time.
Yeah. There's a fight scene where a guy has two different color Nerf bats. Did you notice that?
Yeah, the red and blue Nerf bats. I saw it.
Because I used to use those when I was a kid. So I was like, I instantly recognized those Nerf bats.
What?
There's a scene where they fight in the parking lot, and the guy has the red and blue Nerf bat.
Okay.
Those are literally Nerf bats, like you used to buy at like Toys R Us as a kid.
Well, there's a very like short window of time where you find out that I forget his name in the movie, but the guy who plays the White Dragon, Gary Daniels, he just gets like shot, and he gets injured, so he has to like temporarily stop the crime fighting.
Yes,
and so he bestows and like. Like, where is the power coming from? Never explained.
Nope.
You couldn't get me there. Like, that's why, like, there's just certain things you can't explain. But he's bestowing them the power through karate and comic books, the ability to become these rollerblading crime fighters.
Yes.
I don't know. Well, then there's the whole mom subplot.
Oh, my God.
You wanted that to go somewhere.
I wanted it to go real. Real deep.
I know where you wanted it to go. We all know where Mike wanted this to go.
Real deep, Shane.
Look, I never call things really like sexist, but the fact that in this movie, they put a $100 bill on a fishing line and she doesn't go for it, but the second there's like supermarket coupons and then the picture of the shirtless man and she fucking chases it like a cat running after a little toy. Like,
yeah.
I was like, this is absurd. This is actually insult. I'm insulted. I'm insulted.
Well, she was like fiending for a piece of Gary Daniels.
She wanted it. She bought him cookies.
I love that fucking scene where she brings him the cookies, and her son is one of the dragons too. The three kids that are getting trained. She brings him the cookies, and they have like this weird like she's trying to like think in her head, but she's like monologuing it, and then he's monologuing what his thoughts are. And she's like, "I brought you cookies." He's like, "I hate cookies." In his head. It was so fucking funny.
So good.
Movie
now, all these three kids I found extremely annoying.
They're the worst.
Which one was the least annoying? I'm going to say the girl.
Girl.
Oh, yeah. She was the most annoying for me.
Really?
Yeah. I hated the young boy.
I hated the black haired kid.
The main kid? Well, no.
Actually, the oldest boy might be the least annoying.
No, that was my pick. The mother.
Son
was the least annoying for me. The girl was the most annoying for me. But I can see where you could think that the little boy was annoying.
The little boy was annoying.
I also hated the main crime boy, the young...
I thought he was kind of funny. I thought he was one of the funnier parts of the movie.
Who's that?
Young crime boy.
Oh, young crime boy in the... Yeah.
I actually thought he was kind of funny. Yeah, he actually might have been the funniest person, like the best in the movie.
I thought the businessman.
Who was that businessman?
Fucking love that guy.
Yeah, incredible. Wait, that guy was funny.
What was that plot?
Who knows?
Like, out of nowhere, this businessman comes to this young boy and they just start talking shop. And I'm like, what is that?
Are you talking about the toxic waste guy?
Yeah. Is that who that was?
Yeah, okay. He was the guy that was going to basically put the toxic waste everywhere. I think he contracted him to do that.
Okay, that's what it was. They get arrested, right, at some point?
He gets arrested, and then he goes, I hate your shirt.
Yes, he offers the cop $500.
Yeah.
All right, so eventually, they have to go rescue the mom who's been kidnapped by the coupons, and they kick the shit out of everyone. They rescue the mom. Now, though, they have to have the final fight with Big Con.
Big Con, yeah.
So fucking
this
bizarre.
Was not what I was expecting the big fight with Con to be. Because actually, Big Con is never seen again in real life.
No, he's not. And I think the idea is like the little boy over there is doing the same thing, manifesting the power, like, but they do it in a way through VR.
Yes.
Which I didn't understand why they went that route. Also, the white dragon shows up, but not in the form of the white dragon.
It's the girl. I thought it was so dumb, too.
Which I'm like, this is just not a good idea. Well, why'd you do that?
Yeah.
And you want to see like kind of like a little bit of a redemption arc even for the white dragon.
Yeah, and we don't get that.
At least give him like that romantic subplot we all were looking for.
He's actually never in the movie again.
And he's never in the movie again. Plus, I don't know how these people can kick with rollerblades. Because they literally looks like they're just hitting them with shoes, but they have rollerblades on.
Yeah.
I do love the music, though, during like the training montage.
It's that same music.
It's incredible. Brutal.
So anyway, the VR fight, right? They put on this VR mask and these VR gloves, and they just go like this the whole time. But the actions in the VR are absurd.
They're absurd.
I don't even know. Like Mike said, I don't know how to describe it to do it justice.
It lasts you can't describe
it. So fucking long, too. And it's just quick, like.
It's like, he's like, oh!
This movie could have been a short film, like a 20-minute short film.
It was. It was all padding.
No, but how long was this? Like 115?
115.
It could have been cut by an entire hour.
Oh, my God. I'm angry. Is this the worst movie we've ever watched in our lives?
The movie didn't make me angry, but it truly is something else. Like, again, we can't explain, like, to do justice.
This is a movie, and I can't believe I'm going to say this. You have to watch.
Oh, yeah. No, it's
free. Go watch it.
It's a must. Like, I feel like it's like a requirement in life because you'll realize the importance of hopping on balloons and slap fighting.
Yeah. There's, like, people I'm going to text later and be like, you need to see this movie.
This was a children's film, correct?
I hope so. Like, but it was.
See, like, now let's compare. We did one other children's film, Flying Ryan. This fucking movie doesn't hold the candle?
Yeah, hold the candle.
It doesn't fucking hold a candle to Flying Ryan.
It doesn't. Flying Ryan's a
masterpiece. It's got charm. It's got wit. I actually love that movie.
This movie is
fucking bizarre.
Yeah. What I would say is, though, this movie is very... It's not an under-the-radar movie. It's actually very well-known.
Is it really?
Really?
Yeah, this is like one of those cult classic movies that people do talk about. It's just like...
Wow.
It being like... It's not like something that I just found. I've heard about.
So I actually thought that's how it was.
No,
you found it.
No, people know about Pocket Ninjas.
Okay.
It's being like a 90s bomb.
Interesting.
Year
97. It was filmed in 94.
I mean, it is among some of the greats that year. The Matrix, Pocket Ninjas.
Yeah. Blue Pill, Red Pill.
Mm-hmm. All that. All right. Let's recommend this piece of shit, right?
For sure.
I'm going to fucking count down. Oh, my God. Rude.
Sorry. Two, one.
You have to watch it.
Oh, I'm down on this one, and you guys are up.
Yes.
Wait, are we talking about, like,
I'm saying people have to watch it.
I want people to watch it, but like, is this a, like,
oh,
is this even a movie?
Because we're saying, because this is normally like we recommend, right?
Yeah. Recommend people to watch the movie.
Yeah.
Is that how we've been doing this whole time?
I've reviewed it if I enjoyed it to recommend. This is going to be tricky.
This is the first one. This movie is fucking awful, but I can't not. People need to see it.
I want everyone in the world to watch.
This is the first look. I know I'm like going off the cuff here, wild
cuff.
But people, I think it needs to be seen.
I think it just needs to go with your gut.
Yeah, I think people need to see
it. Okay, well, I stick it with my gut. Yeah. So you guys are both a thumbs up. We're recommending it.
Can I switch?
Yeah,
of course you can
switch. Yeah.
Okay.
So I think people need to see it.
I agree, but
Oh,
this movie's
it's a train wreck.
Literally, almost made me cry.
No, but this is the thing though, and Getaway is a better movie, and I thumbs down Getaway, but people don't need to see Getaway. People need to see Pocket Ninjas.
People do need to see this movie. I just don't recommend it as a movie. That was my
And that's fair. But I do.
Yeah,
I think people. I think everyone.
This is the most tricky thumbs up, thumbs down segment ever.
There'll never be another one like this.
Yeah,
unless we do like Pocket Ninjas 2, if that exists. But
I think if we keep doing these crazy kids movies, we're gonna get more like this.
Yeah, I think people need to see it. Like, I want to tell people to see it.
Yeah, tell everybody you know.
Because, like you said, I don't think. You don't get the full scope from us describing. This is the first time there's no way we could describe this.
It's legitimately an undescribable movie.
Yeah.
Are you happy you watched it? That's another thing.
Absolutely.
Like, yes. Because, like, I hated it. And there's so many times I questioned my life. And it's like, what brought me down this path?
I think it needs to be seen.
So I heard of this movie. Like, it's not something I discovered. I heard of it.
Did you show Patty this movie?
I watched it with her.
What was her?
Well,
she said this is the worst movie she's ever seen. Why are you doing this?
Oh, well. Is it the worst movie you've ever seen?
It's legitimately a bottom five.
Oh, absolutely.
And
if we're doing final pod ratings here, I give it
No. I just mean in general.
It's a one.
Yeah, not even sure. Final pod. Like,
yeah.
Like I just mean like in terms of every movie I've ever seen in my life. Like, this is on like that like blown like. Yeah. Antisocial behavior level.
It's unwatchable level, yeah. For sure. It's unwatchable level.
But watch it.
Yeah, watch. It's just like, it baffles you on what the movie's trying to do.
Yes,
like, what is it trying to accomplish?
It is a Marvel. Not a Marvel movie. A Marvel.
Say,
like, yeah.
It's unwatchable, but watch it.
Yeah, no, it's the truth. Like, it's like, we really cannot describe it enough.
We'll never be able to.
Comic books, karate.
Rollerblades.
Corruption.
Toxic waste.
Toxic corruption.
I think what it is. All right. What if I say this?
Toxic corruption.
What if I say this? You don't have to watch the full movie. You have to watch the ending VR fight and the balloon fight. Honestly, that's all you need to see.
Rollerblades. Corruption.
There's such a flavor with this movie.
Balloons. Corruption.
Clowns.
Corruption.
Young children that are in the position of crime.
Too many young kids in this movie. I fucking hate kids, by the way.
Yeah, the kids are annoying. Ugh. Oh, my God. Yeah. Pocket ninjas.
Wow.
Where does the pocket come in, too?
I actually have no idea.
Maybe it's a pocket ninja.
I think because they're small kids.
Oh, because they're like pocket size?
You could fit kids in your pocket.
Have you tried that before?
No.
Corruption.
Toxic waste. The good news is next week... we're going to go back to our, you know, a safety net. We're going to do a Nick Cage.
That is a safety net.
We are.
He sure is.
We are going to do something we should have did a while ago. We're going to pay the ghost.
We are going to pay the ghost. When was the last time you're just like, gosh, I need to pay a ghost?
And then what happens if you don't pay the ghost?
That's the thing.
They steal your children or your watch.
We'll talk about it.
Oh, I spoiled it. All right. See you next week.
Pocket ninjas. Corruption.
Tight dudes. Babes. Corruption. Toxic waste.
Coupons.
Corruption.
Men in suits. This is Final Friday. We'll see you next week.
Boy.